This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Braves take the first game of the series against the Nationals last night in dramatic fashion. Didn't have to be so dramatic. We'll talk about why it was. I'm sure you already know, and if you don't, you won't be surprised. Brandon Adams is going to join us, Dog Nation Daily podcast host, in 20 minutes. Apparently, another big recruit is going to make his announcement today. Big offensive lineman recruit. Okay. Also picking between Georgia and Oregon, I think Miami.
Okay.
So, you know, they won the quarterback battle. Was it last week or the week before?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get this kid as well. So we'll talk some college football with BA coming up in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up.
I know we're talking about Jason Tatum being hurt and everything like that, and also the whole transition between the new ownership and what they're going to do as far as, you know.
Yeah, this breaks a real wrench in things, doesn't it?
Real wrench in things like that, you know, as far as them trying to not have to pay two Supermax players and all the other guys that they have. Because, you know, when you look at Porzingis makes a lot of money, they got like the highest paid ever. Mm-hmm. And so they got to figure all that. He still ain't got I's dotted and T's crossed for this purchase yet, Andy.
The new owner.
Yeah, the new owner. He ain't got all of it yet. Now, on principle, he's done. But, like,
are we looking at another Timberwolves situation?
Well, that's different because wanted it. He wants it, but.
Okay.
The team wants to sell him the team. But he ain't got all the I's and T's.
But it could be the reverse of, like, he wanted to sell it, and then Ant-Man got good, and he was like, never mind.
Listen here. I ain't got it all.
And then A-Rod and those guys were like, no, you're selling it. We started the process. You're giving it to us. Yeah. This guy might be like, actually, I don't want it.
All right, listen here.
Best player just got hurt.
I got $2.5 billion right now. Cash money. I get the rest to you after the first cycle or something. Like, I don't know. But the reason I say that because finally, because I know this is where you know about this team. The estate of Paul Allen started the formal sale of the Portland Trail Blazers.
Interesting.
So it seems like it's going to be another team now. Boston went for $6 billion.
Yep.
Triple A's ain't
not going to get that, but they do own their building.
Right. The Celtics don't own their own building.
Yeah, the Celtics don't own their own building, so there's that part of it too. The Moda Center, I think is what it's called still. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole, like, it's not like the Battery, but there's a whole kind of complex around there that they own as well. So that's interesting. You hope somebody like Paul Allen buys them.
Yeah.
Somebody that cares about the team and really is a sports fan and all that kind of stuff. He never won a championship there, but he tried as hard as you can as an owner to do so. He won a championship as the owner of the Seahawks. But, yeah, like a legitimate, like an individual, first of all, which is
Phil
great.
Phil Knight.
It's just so hard to find individuals that have that much money these days.
Phil, go back.
Yeah, Phil would be good. Phil would be good. Doesn't have much time left, probably. Yeah. But who knows? I mean, these billionaires are eating shark fetuses, so they might be staying alive, you know?
Yeah, that ain't going to keep them alive either. But they're going to do everything they can. But, yeah, I was curious.
Phil's spending all his money on quarterback recruits.
Well, he just missed out on
Lanning.
He just missed out on one to Georgia.
That's true.
Yeah, he just missed out on one. Yeah, I mean, as we know, this whole recruiting cycle, it comes back around. You know, yeah, You missed it. Hey, dog, go over there and you work on that damn six-step drop that I told you. Mama, Kurt cussed me. I don't want to be here no more. Yeah, so that's always in the cards nowadays with these children.
Yeah, it's nice to win the recruiting battle on signing day or whatever it is.
Yeah, it is.
But then when you get them and you coach them and then they get mad, then Oregon wins.
Yeah.
Or whoever. Yeah. Whoever the team that came in second was.
Exactly. So it's like, it's a full, everything comes full circle in recruiting circles nowadays.
That's interesting. The Blazers are for sale. I really do wonder who will buy them. I mean, obviously, there's Nike money. There's a lot of tech money up that way. I just hope it's not a group.
Right.
I hope it's a person.
A person.
And not a group.
It was a person. Yeah. Not like
Liberty Media.
Yeah,
for
I was going to say that. I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Yeah, it's nice to have individuals.
Them folks.
Yeah, but it's not like Blank's an individual. He hasn't won anything. I mean, with the Falcons, he has with the United and the golf squad.
But
they're champions
in
first year.
But he loved it.
But exactly, that's what you want.
You want that personal guy.
You want an owner that genuinely cares, right? That's willing to spend money and is emotionally invested. And like, it's hard to win championships. Like, you can't just buy it. If you could, all these people would.
They're making it to a point where, I mean, you got to draft well now with all these damn aprons that people that they're putting on. That's why Boston has to break up this basketball team. And so it's coming back. I mean, you can tell me that it's a possibility that we have Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers in the damn NBA Finals. Like, really? Like,
yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, we might.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be – or the Minnesota – like, all these non-big market teams.
Yeah.
I mean, outside the Knicks, of course. But, you know.
Pacers Thunder would be pretty good finals.
Be up and down. Fun. A lot of offense.
Yeah.
A lot of offense. Well, I don't know, because, like, we talked about the offense in the playoffs. Like, we're talking 87, 85 games now. But I don't know if that's going to happen in that game, though. But OKC can lock down.
If it's Pacers Knicks Eastern Conference Final, which it very much looks like it's going to be. I mean, just from an entertainment standpoint, you got to root for Indiana, right? Like, they're just a more fun basketball team to watch. But then the Knicks have the most fun guy to watch.
Yeah, I can't. I
also don't want Knicks fans.
I don't want Knicks fans
enjoying this.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing.
This is enough already.
So damn annoying.
Yeah, it's enough already. We're already going to get them for the East Finals. Yeah. Like, they had a parade when they beat the Hawks in one game in the first round.
Damn game.
And then lost the series. But they were celebrating like they won something when they won one game.
Yes.
Well, don't let them win two series and get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Oof. Terrible.
Oof.
Just the thought of that, it makes me shudder. So, yeah. All right. So, I guess rooting for the Pacers then? I don't know. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
Ozuna attacks that. Left center. Kiss it goodbye. A big fly for the big bear. 3-1.
Yeah, good to see Marcell Ozuna last night with a little power. Had another hit as well. Batting cleanup. Maybe you keep him there.
Yep.
Kind of like it.
As long as it's working.
Verdugo with a couple hits in the leadoff spot, obviously the game-winning hit
as
well.
Everybody we talked about yesterday, Buck, need to get they blank together. We talked about Verdugo. We talked about Ozuna. Mm-hmm. Got their thing together.
Well, there was one guy that didn't.
Yeah, but
he hit it hard.
We're not going to do that.
We're not?
We're not going to do that.
Michael Harris gets that.
No. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. He hit it hard.
Yeah, Ozzy with another 0-for-4 yesterday.
Yep.
I don't know what to say about it.
He turned a hell of a double play late.
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they turned a nice double play late.
Turned a hell of a double
now,
play
he
late.
Was the –
But he had to get out of his
hand. 4-6, 6-4. He did. But when he's the one that has to turn it and make the throw to first, that's when it's dicey.
But the thing about it is because he takes his damn time.
Exactly.
Come on, Ozzy.
I know.
Come on, Ozzy.
Get it on over there, man.
Yeah.
But, no, that was a nice play. Unfortunately, the shortstop – made a very bad play in the ninth inning, which allowed two runs to score for the Nationals. Look, Iglesias put the runners on base. So another blown save for Rosael Iglesias yesterday. Luckily,
Braves
have been very clutch. And they've been in a lot of these situations. It feels like every single game they played the last 2 weeks has come down to either extra innings or the ninth inning or something like that. And they were able to clutch up and win the game last night. But again, Iglesias, who is the closer and will be, there's no indicator whatsoever, and I understand. Like, I get it. Like, it's 42 games into the season. You're probably not going to – 41 games into the season. You're probably not just going to switch from that role at this point unless something more drastic. I don't know what something more drastic would have to be.
Don't the best clothes have electric stuff?
Sometimes.
Like the electric stuff.
Not the Braves. They like guys that come in there.
I know Strider. I remember.
But the Braves seem like we always, like the whole time we've been covering this run, yes. Like the Brian Snitker yes. Braves, always have a closer like Mark Melancon.
Mark damn Melancon fidgeting and sweating.
Getting always you some veteran junk. Guy. Will Smith just getting by with off-speed stuff.
Hip thrusting ass. Kenley Jansen.
Kenley was throwing it hard at least. Like, he was throwing fastballs. And look, Iglesias could throw 95. I mean, obviously he relies on his slider to be his out pitch when he's going. He's not going right now.
Nah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's why, let's see if we can find a way to get beat up by six runs.
Right.
Six runs. And allow Bummer or Blewett or somebody like that to come in and just get this thing over with. Right. Give him a couple nights off. Because, again, if they are in the top of the ninth, if they go to the top of the ninth and the Braves are up one, he's coming in tonight, Buck.
Yeah, well, I can't be the only one that had this thought. When Ozuna hit that home run, I think it was the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, great, 3-1. I'd like a couple more.
Yep.
I'd like to add to it. And it just feels like they're like, all right, good.
We got enough offense.
We hit one home run and we got to three.
Got enough offense.
We're good. Because there was some rough at bats in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. That's the thing about it that's kind of frustrating. It's nice that they can do it. It's kind of frustrating that they wait until they have to.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets 8-9 and it's a close game and they need to come up with good at bats, they do. They get on base. They've even been like productive out. Getting guys over
right.
when they've needed to. They're laying down sacrifice bunts, some of these guys are, which they just didn't do in seasons past. So, like, they can do it.
Yeah.
I just, like, is it not possible to treat the second inning with as much urgency as you treat the eighth? Just do it.
Yeah.
Just pretend it's the eighth and try harder.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what else to say.
Let's get right tonight. Mike Soroka, another opportunity to get to 500. Mike Soroka's on the mound for the Nationals. Obviously, Schwelly's going for the Braves tonight. I mean, I'm sorry. Michael Soroka. Get after his ass.
Yeah.
Get after his ass.
He's made two starts this year. He started early in the year, and then he got hurt. He was on the IL for a while. He missed the whole month of April. But he's made two starts. He went five innings in both of them. He gave up four earned runs in both of them. So, you know. He's not the Mike Soroka that he once was.
Right.
So take advantage of him.
Yeah, get up after more good news. We talked earlier in the show. Ronald Cunha is going to be at down in North Point at what's it called again?
The FCL.
The FCL.
Florida Complex League.
Yeah, okay, as far as he gets his first taste of some baseball activity. So hopefully everything goes well and he can come back.
Yeah, the clock starts today, right? You get 3 weeks from the day that you activate him for a rehab. That starts today, so in the next 3 weeks, 21 days, you're going to have Ronald Acuna back with the big club. Or sooner.
Or sooner.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Or sooner. Like Bo was saying, let's just get him. Hopefully he don't got to go to Gwinnett. It looks good enough. But it's going to take some time because he ain't played baseball.
Yeah.
He ain't played baseball. He's going to be down there. I expect him to be down there with that level of competition. And dominate.
Yeah, I feel like you maybe see one or two games there,
and
then you're like, all right,
yeah.
Let's get him up to AAA and see if he could see some like relatively close to major league pitching, and then maybe do that for a week, and then hopefully everything goes well and you bring him back. Strider also going to pitch a simulated game.
Yes.
They were toying with the idea maybe of having him do a minor league rehab start as well, decided to go simulated game so they can control the whole thing themselves, and then if it goes well, wouldn't be surprised if you see him start this weekend in Boston. So
yeah, but what's a whole bunch of mess going on up there in Cincinnati right, with this Trey Hendrickson thing, dude?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, said he received a text from Zach Taylor on Monday threatening him with fines if he didn't show up for mandatory minicamp.
What are they doing?
What are you
man?
Doing?
Why are they acting like this?
Like,
it's like it's the first time a guy's held out.
Like threatening me? The hell wrong with you?
We'll take him. I'll just throw that back out there.
Hey, what the two kids?
Trey, we'll take you.
And Leonard Floyd.
We'll take you. You got a spot here in Atlanta if you want to find a way. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some college football, some Georgia football. Host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Cooler full of Keystone.
See? Fish. Brandon Adams stands up for the fishermen as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Get your questions ready. Call in and ask us 20 minutes from now. Before we do that, though, Brandon Adams joins the show at this time on Tuesdays, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. BA, how are you?
I am doing great. Looking forward to some fun drama today and just having a good time.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Drama. You know,
obviously, the story of the day is that Jackson Cantwell, the highly touted offensive line prospect, is going to make his decision. It's come down to what? Georgia, Oregon, and Miami. So they got the quarterback last week, came down to Georgia and Oregon. This one includes Miami. What are you thinking? What are you hearing?
So in the last like hour or so, there's definitely been some increased chatter about Miami. Now, this has also been true the last, you know, kind of 24 hours, and now it's even more intense than it was. To be honest with you, I'm not quite so sure what to believe here, because I would say that the Cantwell camp, his agents, Drew Rosenhouse and his family, it seems like they've worked really hard to keep their cards close to the vest, and suddenly here inside of 2 hours before the announcement, now the decision's just leaking. I'm not quite so sure I necessarily buy that, but you got to be on guard for anything here. I mean, obviously, Cantwell visited Georgia this past weekend. All reports were that visit went very well. Seemed like Georgia probably felt like it was the leader then. It may still be, but there is definitely a lot of Miami chatter right now. It's either an intentional attempt to kind of create drama for the announcement later on today, or perhaps this is Miami coming in. I mean, the reports of the compensation offer are outrageous if they're true.
What are the reports?
Pete Nakos from On3 says the year one figure would be $2.5 million, and it would escalate from there.
From a guy who's never played college football.
True freshman offensive lineman.
He's not a true freshman. He'll be a senior.
And listen, oh, right. And Randy, I know you're kind of skeptical of some of this kind of stuff. I guess the only thing I'll say is that when it comes to the offensive tackle, you're not getting those guys in the transfer portal. The list of top-flight offensive tackles in the transfer portal could fit on the head of a penny. It's just not – that's not a transfer portal position. So are you overpaying for that guy? Maybe now you might be, but – this is sort of your only chance to get the offensive tackle that looks like he could be a future first-round pick.
Well, I mean, Drew's from Miami. He went to Miami, so yeah. So that's always the possibility of that. Believe me, I know Drewski that well. But going back to what you're saying, like they don't be in the portal, but like, are you in a position that I know we talk about depth all the time, but that's one of the things that you're seeing with this portal is the lack of depth as far as, you know, these guys are leaving out and everything. You're trying to bring them in, but if Georgia misses out on this guy, I mean, I looked up, they still have three other five-star tackles that aren't even playing yet.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, you know, you've got to get these guys out of high school to be able to get them. Because as you said, one of the things that we're seeing is that more programs than not are kind of using some of their budget, you know, their salary cap or whatever you want to call it, to keep players on their roster. Yeah. We didn't see just massive movement with any of our portal windows this year, even though it was hyped and rumored that it might be. The truth is, other than Carson Beck and a couple of guys like that, it wasn't that big in terms of big names moving around. So more programs are keeping their guys locked down, and so this is just sort of the way you have to get them. And with all due respect to what Georgia's brought in its last couple of classes, I mean, I think that people who kind of evaluate talent, you know, better than I do will certainly tell you that if you're looking for a guy who would have a chance to make an earlier immediate impact, someone like Cantwell would certainly give you a chance to do that.
Well, I don't know much about him. Just doing a little reading here as we were getting ready to talk about him, and I knew obviously you would have more details, which you did. 6'8", 316. He's only 16 years old. Can you imagine what the cost of feeding that mountain must be?
No, I know.
And his parents were both Olympic shot putters. So that's pretty good, pretty good stock, I guess, if you're looking at it like that. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, when in the field events, you know, he's very good himself, too, at least for the high school level. I don't know how he compares to, like, the world-class level. But the high school level, a very good sort of field event he throws. And like you said, the other big thing is to only be 16 years old gives you an idea of how much, you know, potential he still has, a very young body to be that big.
Yeah, no doubt. That's nuts. 6'8", 315 at that age. He'll make his decision later on today, and we'll all find out together. Interesting sort of situation, committee that's been created since the last time we talked. Nick Saban, Cody Campbell, and I believe a couple of others are going to be like on a commission for college football that was assigned by the president. What are they looking to do here? Like, what's the goal with this group?
Well, I'm really optimistic about this more so than anything in, you know, kind of a while, because if you're going to have Cody Campbell on there, that's the big, like, billionaire booster from Texas right. Tech. You're clearly not looking to go backwards, right? NIL compensation is here to stay. His presence on this commission would lead you to believe that. But that doesn't mean we can't have some rules. I think if you talk to most coaches, I think they'll tell you they're not that worried about players getting paid, but they are worried about not having any idea of kind of who's going to be on their roster from certainly, you know, year to year, if not month to month. I think there's a chance we could, you know, through, you know, whether it's like the antitrust legislation, things like that, you know, have a chance to sort of establish some sort of rules here again. I mean, people have talked about Campbell and his desire to see college athletics negotiate its TV deal as one entity, the way the NFL does, as opposed to fractured conferences. I don't know that we'll ever get there for that because the SEC and the Big Ten have such a big lead over the other conferences.
Right.
But, you know, I do think that there is, I think, a growing public support for, hey, can we find some way to stabilize this without taking money out of the hands of the players or anything like that? Can we find some way to have some rules, some way to have some structure? And I think this presidential commission could be, I believe, a step in the right direction on that.
Speaking of the Big Ten and TV and all those different things, we were just talking before we got you on, some of the schedule, obviously the NFL schedule, some of the college football schedule, and the one, the Ohio State versus Texas, big noon kickoff. Do you think, because I was assuming that they might try to get some of those games out of that noon square and probably try to put them more in the 3:30 spot, but because Fox and big noon kickoff is their thing, it just doesn't seem like that's going to change.
Yeah, the Big Ten fans hate this. And this is one of the things the SEC fans should be thankful for, is that for fans, especially if you go to the games, the night games are just better. The atmosphere is more intense. The pageantry is a little grander. You have the light shows, the fireworks, things like that. But in the Big Ten, they just don't get a lot of this, especially for the biggest games, because Fox makes a lot of money, gets big ratings off these noon kickoffs. And so if you're an Ohio State fan, a Michigan fan, you're playing a lot of games there at noon. And Fox is, I don't think, going to apologize for this to say, hey, we pay a lot of money for this. We want to put it in an advantageous TV window for us. And that's kind of what it is. It's a far lesser atmosphere, and it hurts the home field advantage. But I don't think Fox plans on doing away with this anytime soon. And in this constant arms race between the SEC and the Big Ten, this is one of those things that SEC fans should be pretty happy about, is their TV partner right now is a lot more in love with the night games than Fox seems to be.
Yeah, no, it's also one of the great benefits that the SEC has continued to have by keeping it contiguous. I know we kind of make fun of that a little bit, but everyone being in the same region and then caring about the schedule, whether it's 3:30 or night games, is nice. Because big noon kickoff is a bit of a misnomer for some of the Big Ten teams. It's not noon in Seattle when that game kicks off, where Washington plays or Oregon plays or USC plays. That's a 9 a.m. damn home game if they're playing that game there, which is insane. So, look, I don't know if Cody Campbell and these guys can get some of this stuff fixed, but that's one of the ones that needs to get taken care of, because that's just it's untenable. It's not a good deal. Let me ask you this, because I generally don't care about very much about this story until it sort of enters into the football world. But it seems like North Carolina is starting to care a bit about what's going on with Bill Belichick. What are they worried about? Like, why are they hiring a PR firm for this? He hasn't broken any laws or anything.
I just think it's embarrassing. And I just think for someone like Belichick, and look, here's the deal. It's like, you're North Carolina. You're supposed to be, of the non-SEC Big Ten programs, you're supposed to be among the flagships there of the most, you know, lucrative program in the ACC, major state university. And the idea that Belichick in his 70s was a good hire for North Carolina, I think that's laughable. I don't think an SEC team would have fallen for this. I don't think an SEC team would have taken Belichick off the rebound of not being able to get an NFL job. And I just think that right now North Carolina has egg on its face. Like, this is not what – and listen, I don't care about the soap opera stuff either with the girl, but this is not the actions of a serious football coach. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's, like, committed to making North Carolina the best possible football program, they don't behave this way. When he was on CBS the other day, instead of wearing North Carolina gear, he had, like, a ripped-up Navy sweatshirt on. Like, that's just an example to sell your program, and you're not doing it because you shouldn't really think that way. Because, honestly, I don't think Belichick cares about North Carolina. I just think that – I think he's frankly sad that he's not going to get a chance to break Don Shula's record, at least for right now. And I think that North Carolina fell for kind of a bill of goods that I don't think other programs, more serious football-minded programs, would have fallen for. And now this is North Carolina's attempt, I think, to kind of clean this up. I've predicted, and I'm going to stick with it, I think there's a really good chance he doesn't coach ever. I don't think he coaches game one really? For North Carolina this fall.
Wow. And that's not the first time I've heard that over the last week or so, but you're the first person I've heard it from that I like value their opinion. So that's interesting. BA, thank you.
Appreciate you, B.
Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily. That's it. And you know there is that thing they have in the contract where the buyout goes from $10 million to $1 million after June 1st.
Yes.
So
yes.
If they decide they're done
yes.
with the
yes.
the tabloid
and,
stuff.
And let his son just be the coach.
Which, isn't that what he wanted
yes.
all along?
Yes.
So...
Yeah.
I think Bill's doing fine then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, if that's what ultimately happens, like if Bill Belichick's son becomes the head coach of North Carolina through all this saga, they buy him out for $1 million and then he's doing yoga on the beach with a 24-year-old.
Right.
Like,
who's winning?
You can think what you want, but Bill's doing fine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Handful of phone lines available if you want to jump on. Tuesdays are slow sometimes. I get it. It's just Tuesday. It'll be hump day tomorrow. 404-726-0929 if you want to get on hold and ask us something. We'll start with Andrew in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
hey, so this question is derived off of kind of the draft, what happened last night with the draft, and I saw it on Reddit. So basically they said if the NBA was to kind of restart, but you have to consider the history of the team and the geography of the team and maybe like marketability, what are the 8 NBA teams you would go with to start over the NBA from there?
Okay. So if you're doing like did football start with 8 teams? Because I know hockey's got like the original 6.
Well, I couldn't even.
But I think that's what football was. Okay. It was like the original 8 or something like that. Okay. So if you did that in the NBA and you had to take history into it.
Boston.
Boston for sure. LA for sure, yes. Obviously. So those are there. You'd want Miami.
Definitely.
Miami's got a bunch of championships and you've got that part of the country. So that's 3.
Chicago, Midwest.
Great history.
You got to go to New York because it's the market.
Got to go to New York.
Go to state because of the.
Yeah.
You go to state.
Yeah, and geography too because you want, right. You know, that's further from California. LA than people realize.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to.
The Rockets? They got 2.
Yeah, you got to have something in Texas.
You got to have something in Texas.
That's San Antonio.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
San Antonio. So that's 7.
Okay.
And then obviously Seattle and the Sonics.
There we go.
No. I don't know if you need that. If you have Golden State, you're probably. Okay, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
What are we missing? We missing an obvious one.
Who's one? No, we got San Antonio.
The Hawks.
What? The South.
Yeah.
Technically, how do you include the South?
I include Atlanta in it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So out of the South, Charlotte, Memphis.
None of those teams are good.
That's what I'm saying. So, okay, we'll go Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because I got Miami's Miami.
Miami's different.
Yeah.
It's
San Antonio.
Miami's as far from here as Chicago is.
San Antonio's more Midwesty anyways.
Okay.
Southwest.
Yeah,
Southwest,
so we need Texas. This region too. So the Hawks.
They're the Hawks.
And history.
Yeah, but what history is that?
There's a banner up there. Do believe that happened in St. Louis?
It did,
but
it don't matter. The banner's up here. the record book says St. Louis Hawks is Hawks. So yeah,
the Hawks, and they didn't change the name.
They didn't.
You know,
they changed the location.
It's not like some teams that move and change names. And I think in those cases, you shouldn't like hang banners for the history. You know what I mean? Like if it was the Atlanta different name, then maybe you wouldn't claim it. If it was the change the name to something else, you know, instead of the Hawks. But they kept the Hawks, so keep the history.
Okay.
You know?
I like the Hawks. There we go.
Yeah, so they're in it, obviously. We should have started with them. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Happy Tuesday, fellas. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Hey, so look, I was listening to the shows over the weekend, and I heard Turtle, I think it was Turtle, had Joe Patrick on. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about Ryan Neuzel. And they compared Abe Gordon to Ryan Neuzel and said that he is the Ryan Neuzel of 95.9, the game. So I want to hear what y'all got to say about that.
9?
Huh? I mean, 92.9. Look, 92.9. But and then on another show, I want to say it was Garrett Chapman's show. He got to talking about going to a Catholic church with his friends so that he didn't have to sit in church so long. So I'm wondering, have y'all ever gone to, like my cousin was Catholic. So I used to go to church with them to avoid having to go to church with my mom because I knew I would be out, like, in an hour.
Hmm. So have you ever gone to Catholic church to get it out of the way faster? I have not.
No.
Now, I've been to a couple Catholic, like, weddings, like official, like mass,
mm-hmm.
Catholic mass weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't short.
Right.
Those aren't short at all.
Oh, no.
Weddings, most other weddings have been much faster than that.
No.
Also, the one that I went to was a real guilt trip.
Really?
Yeah. They were really like
leaning in.
They were really leaning into the
heathenness.
You're bad if this bad. Right. If, they wouldn't even let us take communion. Like my church, come on in. Anybody can. Not there.
I tell you this, Andy. Ever since I've been able to determine whether I want to go to church or not, I don't really have to fake my excuse. Now, with
if
Mama,
you don't want
to
go, you just
don't
want to
go. But like with Mama and them, no, it wasn't no getting out of nowhere. I was just gonna sit right there on that damn pew, stare at that that Martin Luther King. Church fan, and that hard ass Bible, and listen to Rem Ron or Deacon Ron sing that same old. Because you know when that come on, because you think a church about over, and then they. Oh damn, I missed kickoff.
Now I will give our guy credit for a lot. He's very good. The church is very good. Yeah. We love it. One thing he is attentive to and even open about is we get out of here so we don't miss kickoff.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Preachers like church. Preachers like ball.
No, of course. He loves it.
Yeah.
There's a reference to football or some sport in almost every sermon.
Right.
I won a bet with my brother. He was here with us a couple weeks ago and he came to church with us. I was like, I bet you a bucket of balls he makes Master's Sunday. I was like, I bet you a bucket of balls he makes a Master's reference. He did. Got a bucket of balls.
There you go.
There you go. As for being the Abe Gordon of something, like if Ryan Neuzel is the Abe Gordon of the Falcons, then Ryan Neuzel's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Because Abe Gordon is a valuable member of 92.9 The Game. He does a lot of different stuff. Produces our show. Our show's doing great. He's filling in on Dukes and Bell this afternoon. That's a big task. Like if Ryan Neuzel is that, then we're happy with Ryan Neuzel.
Did she get on YouTube?
No, I just kind of felt bad. I kind of went too far. I went on him. My mom didn't text me.
Oh, yeah.
My mom didn't. I just, I don't know.
Your mom got on me.
She did.
Your mom got on me. The way you've been acting these last couple of days.
Well, no.
Did she get on you?
It's not been the last couple of days. It's been since yesterday. I just felt like I was maybe a little meaner to Abe than I should have been.
You sure mama ain't call you?
No, mom didn't say anything. No, she didn't say anything. Not about that. I mean,
okay.
I talked to my mom on Sunday, but she didn't say anything about Abe. Abe didn't come up on our Mother's Day conversation. She thought you were being too mean to him.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. I told you, I was like, I'm going to try to do better because your mom got on me about it.
So
I'm going to be better.
So now that I know she's out there and other people too, who knows, maybe other people feel the same way.
Yeah.
I caught myself yesterday, self-check, got to do it, self-scout, you know, and I was like, you know, be nicer to Abe.
I don't care he's a good guy, and I love my brother, but it's okay. Because he brings it on himself. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. As long as we know that. All right? We're not out of pocket with anything we say. Because the one thing about it, we talk constantly on this mic, but there's other jabs that his little ass throws over here. All right? So like that's what I'm saying. Like, don't be trying to – don't be feeling
nothing,
all bad now.
Nothing that I've ever said about Abe on the air, positive or negative, has been untrue.
Yes. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But I'm just trying to counteract it.
Yeah, don't be trying to get
trying to counteract
yeah.
it. Don't be acting you like, be as mean to him as you want.
Yeah. Your mama told me not to.
I'm just trying to avoid getting told what to do.
Your mama told me not to.
All right, Larry's in the truck. Hey, Larry.
You guys are cracking me. Hey, Randy.
Hey,
that
up,
made
man?
Me think of that conversation that my wife had with you when you guys came out to that club.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking to you about
yes.
I was like, And that same motherhood just sick.
About what? Being mean to Abe?
Yeah.
Well, she was telling Randy to do some, be open to do stuff with his wife and stop fighting when he don't want to go places.
But Larry, it's an everyday story. She's mad at me right now because I don't want to go on a trip. And it's, I'm not gonna say where it is because I want to go. I always wanted to go to this place, Larry. She's never wanted to go. All right, so I put that out. We'll never go to this place. Then all of a sudden, she's all in on going to this place, and it's like really like going in. Like we should do this. I was like, hold on. I said this 5 years ago. I wanted to go here. I said it last year. I said it last year. I want to go to this place. And you always knocked it down. No, I don't want to go there. Now, all of a sudden, Larry, she's trying to just, like, it's her idea. Like, she's trying to take it like it's her idea now if we go. When I've been begging for all these years for us to go.
But so you're just not going to go because of that?
Wait till I tell her, bro. She's going to be cracking up.
Yeah. She's trying. Appreciate it, Larry. No, she's trying to take credit.
Larry didn't even ask a question. Yeah. See you, Larry.
She's trying to take credit for something that I asked for us to do for years.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and now, Randy, all the brothers go through that, bro. All husbands go through that.
But do you still want to go?
She wants credit. Of course I want to go, Andy, but I want to go on my own terms. You know I want to go.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you know I want to go.
It just seems like.
I talked to you about this place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know where I want to go.
Then go.
So tell me when you guys are gonna be in Buckhead again.
We'll be up here over there Friday, Larry.
Next Friday?
No, this Friday.
All right, I'm gonna try to get up a little early and come through and hang out with you guys for a minute.
Please,
you
brother.
Know I gotta bring some stuff.
Appreciate
I gotta
it.
Bring some stuff. You know what I'm doing.
I'm my man.
All right.
Appreciate it, Larry.
Drugs.
Later. Yeah.
But Larry's gonna bring us drugs.
No, I want to go. I just don't want to go because she want to go now.
All right. Do you hear how that sounds?
No.
You don't? Okay.
It's the principal, bro.
I know. I don't think I have the same. I don't know. Like, on my terms is not a phrase that I say enough. I think I need to have more terms.
I don't win. I don't get a lot on my terms, all right? I don't. And I've accepted the fact between my wife and my daughters.
Okay.
It's impossible.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, you could do this thing you've wanted to do.
Yes.
And you've wanted to do it.
I have.
And now she's into it.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. Is she into it or is it she found something? Oh, I didn't know that happened.
Right. Now, yes, she definitely found something about it that you're not going to like.
Yes.
But you would get to go.
Yeah.
All right. John's in Atlanta. Hey, John.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Hope you're doing well. I was calling because, Andy, you were talking earlier about how much you're into consensual conversation on airplanes.
I am, yeah.
Okay, and so the question actually is more for Randy, and I'm just wondering, Randy, other than Andy, who's the most irritating person you've sat next to on a plane flight?
I'm telling you.
I'm not irritating.
He's not irritating.
I'm not.
I don't, like, again, the because I
consensual
I wear
is the key.
I wear earbuds whenever, but when I used to have my when I was in my full earphone day, and I was coming from Florida. I was actually coming up here to hang out and everything. So I get on the plane, and note, it's probably like a red eye flight from coming straight from the club there. So I put my headphones on, and guy just taps me on the shoulder. I'm like, yeah. So where you headed?
Yeah, that's not what I do.
I don't think Andy does
that. No, I don't. I don't do that. I don't
do
that.
Do you want to have the conversation that bad?
See, that was not consensual.
Yeah, that's not consensual.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the key word that the caller used.
But no, that was a time I was like, bro.
Yeah. Sometimes you sit down next to, it's especially like older women.
Yes.
Older women love to talk on the airplane. And if they've got like grandkids, they want to show you pictures.
Uh-huh.
I am more than happy to see pictures of your grandkids.
I would never ever tell
at their
you no,
ballet
I'm
recital.
Not gonna, like, I'm not gonna like. Do you see me with my headphones? I don't do that.
Right.
But I will give you that damn because my thing is like this. They ask you the question. Where you at? I'm going to Atlanta. You put them back on.
But like everyone's you're going to the same place. It's an airplane.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's why you ask.
Where you headed?
When you ask somebody where you headed. Did you want to know where specifically I'm going when I get to Atlanta?
Hartsfield, Jackson. You know, that's where I'm going. Where
you, we're on the same damn flight to Atlanta, dog. Like, I'm going to Atlanta. Oh.
Yeah. Like, this is the one, and again, I like talking to people on airplanes. This is not an irritating thing to me. But they say, are you coming or going? Is that home? Because they ask you, are you coming home? Is that home or is it? And they say, yeah, that is home. I'm headed home to Atlanta. Oh, yeah. What do you do there? And then, bang, here we go. Then I'm in my wheelhouse.
Then I
got 2 to 5 hours.
Dude, that ain't
one-on-one.
That ain't the worst.
It's basically like this, but just for you.
And just because I'm big and black does not mean I play sports or used to. Hey, so, play sports?
But you did.
But don't there's a lot of big black dudes, man. All right?
Yeah. There are.
So did you did you play basketball?
Oh, no. You didn't play basketball.
No, I didn't play no damn basketball.
But you did play football, though.
So when you're short and average height, what do they say?
They don't make any predictions. They don't make any predictions. Thank you for throwing average height in there after short. I appreciate that. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Andy's people are from the whitest part of Europe.
All the whitest parts.
And Andy's an advocate for fishermen.
I am. Stand up for your local fishermen. Yeah. They're important. Bo Johnson, humble bartender.
Yes, he is.
Just a humble bartender.
Proud of me, man. Hops look bigger with Ozzy. And Randy doesn't understand the Celtics' rush to get it up.
Blue Chew. BlueChew.com, promo code Andy. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.